This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
A definite road feel for Nokomis here tonight. A lot of St. Elmo Brownstown fans are in the house just down the road here from Altamont. And, of course, they're familiar with this gym playing conference games here out of the National Trail Conference. For Nokomis, Carter Sobel specifically, he had his freshman season come to a close on this floor. So he has some not-so-kind memories here. He would like to exorcise that demon and get back here on Friday night. Nokomis will be in the road black uniforms, trimmed out in the red and the white. They've got Nokomis in red lettering across the front with the white numerals. For the Eagles of St. Elmo Brownstown, the home white uniforms, Columbia blue trim. Eagles in Columbia blue across the front with the blue letters. One of the unique things about this gymnasium, the scorer's table is not on the floor. The benches are on the floor, but when you go to check in at the table, you have to step up onto a bench row, lean over the railing, and talk to the scorer's table as they are elevated here at Altamont. An orange and black gymnasium, a thick orange border around the entire court. Indians in black lettering across both baselines. NTC in orange lettering in the middle of the lane, and the lanes are not painted here at Altamont. Sobel the jump for Nokomis, Barron the jump for SEB, and this 1A Altamont sectional semifinal on FM 106 is underway. The tap controlled by the Skins, and they will get it to start. St. Elmo Brownstown, man-to-man defense to start on the right wing with Mason Stewart. Down low to Sobel, Carter, power bounce, blocked and fouled by Barron. Got him with the body. First on Barron, first on the team. Now was clean up top, but he got him with the body and two free throws for Carter Sobel. Sobel knows how to hold his own down low, but that is a big, big boy, Jacob Barron, 6'5", 330 pounds. Free throw good for Sobel. Of course, a 6'10er for Lincoln. Sobel took it right to him. Totally different build for Jacob Barron. Second free throw is good. Rattled down. Both free throws good for Carter. And an early lead for Nokomis as they set up the ball press with Sobel on the point. And it goes to Pruitt. He is trapped immediately. Steps through. Gets it away to Philpott. Long pass in the front court. Turned over. He was looking for Goldsboro. Too tall for him. And the pressure of Nokomis turns SEB over. And that is so critical when you're playing Nokomis. You have to handle the full court pressure. Tassetti will walk the ball into the front court. Knees met there by Philpott. Alex, top of the key, leaves it on the right wing for Stewart. Wears those long black sleeves under his jersey. Left wing with Trevor Wright. Sobel at the left elbow. Now Trevor puts it on the deck to Bruder in the left corner. Right back to Trevor. Right side of the key to Tassetti. He'll go back left side to right. Trevor on the baseline, pulls it back, leaves for Sobel way on the left wing. 50 seconds gone by, first quarter. Nokomis leading 2-0 off a pair of Sobel free throws. Carter has it on the baseline. Bounce pass to Stewart. Mason will bounce to the free throw line, leaves it for Tassetti left wing. Alex behind the back at the left elbow. Stripped away and is picked up by St. Elmo Brownstown. They throw it back to midcourt, but right to Mason Stewart, and Nokomis maintains. Stewart at the right elbow, leaves it for Wright. Trevor Wright, dribble drive left side, left hand finish, good for Wright. Nice strong take for Trevor. And it's 4-0 Nokomis. Here comes that press. In the backcourt with Philpott. Has trouble with the handle, keeps the bounce alive, comes across the timeline. Trapped right across the midcourt stripe. Gets it away left side to Goldsboro. Dumps it down to Barron, blocked, and it's out of bounds off of Nokomis. Bruder at 6'6", Sobel at 6'8". They can protect on the inside. 6:20 first quarter. Baseline out of bounds, Pruitt and SEB. And it goes to Philpott on the right wing. Brings it across the head of the key, now back right side. Pruitt wants a three ball right wing, back rimmed it no good, and the rebound down to right. Trevor, head up the floor, comes into the front court. Works right side, now leaves off for Tassetti. Right elbow to Sobel, right back to Alex. Has his left wrist taped. Finds Sobel, 16-footer, left it short. Rebound tapped around and eventually picked up off the floor by the Eagles and McWhorter. Right down the heart of the floor goes Goldsboro. Leaves it for Philpott. Top of the key. Hand off to Pruitt. Right back to Philpott. Thought about a deep three just in front of the volleyball spike line. Instead, they swing it left side to McWhorter. That pass tipped by Tosetti. Picked up by Stewart. Wild layup counted in the foul. Mason Stewart. He hung in the air and then the finger roll flip with the right hand off the window. Good start for Nokomis. They started 18-2 the first time these two squads played back on December 20th. The way Nokomis' schedule worked out, they've had just two games in the last 2 weeks. Free throw for Stewart, good. The old-fashioned three for Mason and a perfect start for the Skins here in a de facto road game at Altamont against St. Elmo Brownstown. Trapped on the baseline, Philpott. He is in trouble. He's going to fling it to midcourt, turned over. Picked off by Tosetti. Alex down to Sobel. Carter back to right. Trevor kicks. Stewart, corner pocket. Missed it. Rebound, though, belongs to Sobel. Back to Stewart. Mason, dribble drive. Hangs, got it off the bottom side of the rim that time. Now Barron has the rebound. Tied up by Bruder. No foul. That will be the first foul on Nokomis. They're going to get Isaiah Bruder. Substitutions for SCB. Barron is out. Rocky Hines is in, a 6'1 senior. And Jackson Tisch, a 6'1 sophomore, is into the contest. 5:08, first quarter, sectional semifinal. Nokomis leading 7-0. St. Elmo Brownstown with the basketball. Philpott in the backcourt, comes across the timeline, picked that dribble up right across the midcourt stripe again. Gets it away this time to Goldsboro. Attacks, can't hit from the heart of the lane. And the rebound belongs to Trevor Wright. Nokomis going towards the east end here in the first half. In the road black uniforms, Wright on that right wing. High above his head and surveys. Puts it on the floor, rises from the foul line, and knock it down. Trevor Wright. Wright with four, and the first nine to Nokomis, and St. Elmo Brownstown needs a timeout. The Nokomis fans will rise. 4:31 for the first quarter. Nokomis 9, St. Elmo Brownstown nothing at the 1A sectional semifinal here on WSMI. Out of the timeout, the Eagles almost lost the basketball. Philpott had to go to the floor to maintain possession. Gets off the Goldsboro. There's a 10-second count. Fourth turnover on SCB as they are not handling the Nokomis pressure here to start. And they had a look at it earlier in the year, but they are flustered and rattled here in the early stages. And the big crowd for St. Elmo Brownstown on their hands. Tosetti, three ball. No. Rebound off of Bruder, but then Isaiah picks it up off the floor. And Nokomis will reset. So Skins getting offensive rebounds and forcing turnovers. And now Wright, that's an unforced turnover right there. The pass from Tosetti. Trevor just simply took his eye off the basketball and lost it out of bounds. Unforced there. We approach the midway point of the opening quarter. Nokomis pitching a shutout in the backcourt with Philpott. Tosetti on the point of that press right now was Philpott. Gets to the right elbow. He's cut off. Pivots around. Tough shot blocked by Bruder. And the rebound down to Tosetti as Philpott still got it up on the rim. Alex, right side of the key. Leaves it for Mason Stewart on the left wing. He brings it back top of the key into the hands of Bruder. Feeds the left block. Sobel drops. Step off the window. It's good for Carter. He catches it there. It's game, set, and match. 11-0 Nokomis. Great start for the Skins. And St. Elmo Brownstown turns it over again. Off the full court pressure, they couldn't get it in bounds and just threw it away. Barron back on the floor for SCB. He will replace Himes. And Nick Rossborough will check in, a 6'2 sophomore, as he replaces Tisch. Nokomis ball on the baseline. They line everybody up along said baseline. In the left corner, it goes to Sobel. Carter wants to attack. Oh, nice dump down to right. Trevor is fouled, and he's got free throws. What a find from Carter Sobel. He rose from 15 like he was going to shoot it and then dumped it down to Trevor. Third team foul already on the Eagles. That foul on Pruitt, his first. Free throw for Trevor is good. Nice start for Trevor Wright. He has five opening quarter points. 12-0 Nokomis. They say it's not how you start, it's how you finish. Sometimes it's very much how you start. Toss is good. Six for Trevor Wright, especially in an atmosphere like this where St. Elmo Brownstown has a big crowd just down the road from their city limits. Philpott spins his way into the front court. Off to Pruitt, back to Philpott. Off to Pruitt, almost shuffled his feet. Right on the point of the 1-2-2 right now, Bruder and Sobel patrolling the baseline. 3 minutes, first quarter, 13-0 Nokomis. On the attack, Philpott kicks it out to Rossborough. Dribble drive, he's cut off at the foul line. Philpott, that is a deep three, and he canned it. Nate Philpott has St. Elmo Brownstown on the board at the 2:50 mark of the opening quarter, and that ends a 13-0 run to start the game for Nokomis. Pacetti, right side of the floor with Trevor. Right now into that triple threat position, top of the key to Bruder. Had trouble with the catch, turned it over. Picked off by Rossborough, he double dribbled. He lost control of the basketball. That will be turnover number 6. And when you're trying to come back, you can't have that type of mistake. Bruder was in pursuit, but that was just an unforced mistake there from Andy Goldsborough. Tassetti walks the ball into the front court. 2:20, first quarter. 13-3 Nokomis. Mason Stewart on the left wing. Top of the key with Bruder. On the wing, right side, into the hands of Tassetti. Top of the key, right. Trevor works left side with Mason Stewart. Man-to-man for SEB. Between the circles with Tassetti. He will feed the block to Sobel, draws a crowd, kicks in the corner to Stewart. Mason back out to Tassetti. Minute 50 for the opening quarter. Alex Tassetti, high post feed to Sobel. Carter turns, faces, rises from 15, no. Rebound, Mason Stewart, count it, and the foul. 5 for Mason Stewart as he got great inside position there, and then he elevated nicely to secure the offensive rebound. 15-3 Nokomis, 104 seconds for the opening quarter. That foul goes on Rossborough. Fourth team foul. Pruitt is out. For St. Elmo Brownstown, returning Jackson Tisch. Free throw for Stewart is off the heel, though. Rebound, Bruder lost it, jump ball, and on the arrow, where are we going? We're going with St. Elmo Brownstown. 15-3 Nokomis. They got out to a 13-0 lead. Tassetti on the point of the ball press right now. Sobel in the backcourt dealing with Barron. They list him at 6'5", 330. Philpott trapped as he again picks up his dribble right across the timeline. Long pass in the corner to Rossborough. His shot off the mark and the rebound down to Mason Stewart. Mason, hesitation bounce. Now dribble handoff with Trevor Wright. Underhand shovel to Bruder. Across the floor with Stewart. Sobel is posted on the right block, makes the catch, rises middle. Yes, for Carter Sobel. 6 for Sobel. What a start for Nokomis. It was 18-2 after one in the regular season meeting. It's 17-3 right now as we approach the final minute of quarter number one. Here's Tisch. He is trapped, deflected out off of Stewart. Isaiah Tisch in a bad spot there, and Nokomis was closing the passing lane in a hurry. Brighton Pruitt will check in for the Eagles. Someone's got to come out. Who is checking out? It's Barron. There was some confusion there. That has Greg Fiesel agitated over on the Eagles bench. SEB a little flustered at the moment. 50 seconds for the opening quarter. They've been jumped here at the outset. Braden Sidwell has checked in. That's a deep three from Philpott. No. And the rebound down with Tassetti. Steve Kimbrough says one shot, Skins. One shot. 38 seconds for the first quarter. Nokomis scored the first 13. They lead 17-3. Half a minute for the first quarter. St. Elmo Brownstown now in a zone piece, it would appear. Or maybe just a sagging man-to-man. That's a zone. Out front with Wright. 13 seconds for the quarter. Bounce pass with Tassetti. 10. Wright, top of the key. Trevor, between the legs, leaves for Sobel with 5. Carter rises for 3. Missed it. Rebound down to the Eagles. 3 quarters court, no. What a start for Nokomis here in the sectional semifinal. after 8 minutes. It is Nokomis 17, St. Elmo Brownstown 3. You're listening to sectional semifinal basketball on WSMI. Nokomis 5 of 6 from the free throw line in the opening quarter. They lead 17-3, controlling the glass and winning the turnover battle. St. Elmo Brownstown turned it over 6 times in the quarter to Nokomis's 2. And Skins get the basketball to start the second quarter. They jumped out to a 13-0 lead. Right now they lead 17-13. Very similar to the first game. That was 18-2 after one. But from that point on, St. Elmo Brownstown played them basically even. Stewart, that is a deep three, and he's off the mark. Rebound to the floor, picked up by Wright. Trevor rises up, blocked by Barron. Pulled down by the Eagles in a reach-in on Wright. That was silly. First on Trevor, second on the team. It looked like St. Elmo Brownstown, they blocked out, but then they forgot to go for the basketball. Second team foul on Nokomis. They cannot get in foul trouble in any game they play. St. Elmo Brownstown has been substituting freely as Stewart ties up Goldsboro that time, and this time the ball will stay with SEB. Sideline trigger front court for the Eagles. And it goes to Philpott. He works to the foul line, to the rim, left-hand layup, good. Nice, strong move for Nate Philpott. He has all 5 of St. Elmo Brownstown's points. 7 minutes for the first half. 17-5 Nokomis. St. Elmo Brownstown in a 2-3 zone. Cassetti on the right wing with Stewart. Sometimes it's hard to rebound out of the zone piece, and that's been a problem for SEB. Bruder, tough catch with the spin, then leaves it off for Stewart. Skip pass to Setti. Alex, 4-3. Missed it badly, and the rebound down to Goldsboro. He's out in a hurry. Stutter step, he traveled. Yep. 7th turnover. You see the NBA players do that, but that's not going to work at the high school level. It was a Euro step with an extra step. McWhorter back in for St. Elmo Brownstown. That's the second time Goldsboro's turned it over in the open floor. Tassetti will take his time as SEB extending that zone a little bit out towards that volleyball spike line. Wright feeds it to Sabo, back to Trevor. Nice dish pass to Stewart off the window. It's good. Beautiful three-man action right there. Mason Stewart has 7. Sabo to Wright to Stewart. Full court pressure. Now the ball is bounced away by Philpott to Tassetti, rises in the lane, off the heel and down for Alex Tassetti. His first bucket, and Greg Fiesel needs another timeout. 6:02 for the first half. It is all Nokomis early. They lead St. Elmo Brownstown 21-5. You're listening to the 1A sectional semifinal from Altamont on WSMI. Back here at Altamont, another tip pass, another turnover, number 9 on SEB. They are not handling the pressure of Nokomis at all. They are flustered and sped up at the moment. Stewart hands off to Tassetti. Alex, tough shot, baseline rattles down for Alex. Almost had to shoot it around the backboard. 4 for Tassetti. As Sabo back in the point of the ball press, now he falls back once the ball's inbounded. 23-5 Nokomis. Philpott again picks up the ball in a bad spot out near midcourt. He is trapped across the floor to Goldsboro. He'll rise for 3. Missed it. And 1-and-done is SEB. Rebound down to Bruder. Here comes Tassetti. Off to Wright. Into the hands of Stewart. Back to Trevor. Wright dribble drive slipped. Gets it away to Stewart. In the left corner, Mason attacks out to Bruder, right side of the key. He leaves it off for Tassetti. 5 minutes, first half. And Nokomis has allowed just 5 points, all to Nate Philpott. 23-5 Skins. Wright on that right wing. Spins away, keeps the bounce alive, in trouble. Behind his back, he passes to Stewart. Now top of the key to Tassetti, and Alex called for travel. 3rd turnover on Nokomis. 4:44 for the first half. Nick Rossborough will check in for SEB, replacing Brighton Brewitt. The Eagles substituting freely here in the first half. Skins have yet to go to the bench, but that is not uncommon at all. These 5 Nokomis starters in tremendous shape. Philpott leaves it on the wing for McWhorter. Attacks. Bruder tried to take the charge. No. Barron with the rebound on the wild shot. No. Another offensive rebound to Rossboro. Philpott, deep three. Yes. 8 for Nate Philpott. All of SEB's points. And they got that one off 2 offensive rebounds. 4-10 first half. 23-8 Nokomis. Between the circles with Alex Tassetti. Works left side in the corner, goes to Stewart. On the block, Sobel makes the catch, partially blocked by Barron, pulled down by the Eagles. Here comes Goldsboro. Right wing goes behind the back, rises at the foul line, tough shot, left it short, fading away from 16 feet. Rebound down to Stewart. That is not the shot SCB wanted right there. Stewart hands off to Tassetti. Eagles back man-to-man here. On the left wing with Trevor Wright. He'll get a screen from Sobel. Trevor on the roll. Carter rejected at the rim by McWhorter. Jace McWhorter elevated at 6'2 and got the rejection. Philpott handling way out on the right wing. He brings it back with a bounce pass left side to McWhorter. Philpott thought about the deep three. Kicks to McWhorter. He spins, rises at the foul line, missed it. And the rebound down to Sobel. A little bit out of control that time for Jace McWhorter. Now looks to Tassetti, will slow it up, puts it behind his back. Now keeps the bounce alive out of that volleyball spike line. 3 minutes, first half. 23-8 Nokomis. Sobel, top of the key three. Yes, for Carter Sobel. 9 for Carter. 26-8 Nokomis. He shot that without hesitation. He's got a beautiful looking stroke. Philpott, top of the key. That pass is tipped by Tassetti, right to McWhorter. Lines up the three and knocks it down. That's actually Rossboro. Nick Rossboro has the triple. The first Eagle other than Nate Philpott to score. 26-11, Nokomis. 2:20 first half. Tassetti, left side of the key, leads it for Stewart on the left wing. In the corner to Bruder. On the block, Sobel. Carter turns middle, around and out, no good. And the rebound down to Rossboro. We approach the 2-minute mark of the first half. 26-11, Nokomis leading. St. Elmo Brownstown with the basketball. Out near midcourt with Goldsboro. In the corner, McWhorter for three, partially tipped off the side of the backboard off of Barron's hands, picked up by Trevor Wright. Wright attacks right side. Nice ball fake, and Steve Kimbrough wants a timeout. 105 seconds for the first half. It is Nokomis 26, St. Elmo Brownstown 11. Back to Altamont in the 1A sectional semifinal following these messages on WSMI. Following the Steve Kimbrough timeout, Nokomis will have the basketball on the baseline. Minute 45 for the first half. Nice out-of-bounds set. Sobel, and he spins it over the rim. 11 for Sobel. Beautiful play out of the timeout. Sobel almost had a partially block, but had enough spin. Now he comes back and deflects it out-of-bounds. It'll stay with St. Elmo Brownstown. But the last bucket for Sobel had all sorts of English on it as it kind of hit right on the side of the rim but was able to crawl over and spin its way in. Tisch gets it into Goldsboro. He's trapped. Bad entry pass stolen by Bruder. 10th turnover on St. Elmo Brownstown. That was just a poor entry pass from Goldsboro as he was trapped in the corner. Vintage Nokomis pressure here in the first half. The full court and the half court coming with the hard traps. 70 seconds, quarter number two, 28-11. Sobel on the right wing. Carter bounced it once, leaves it off for Wright. Left side of the key, Trevor. He'll put it on the floor. Now leaves it for Mason Stewart, way out on the left wing. Final minute, first half. On the baseline with Sobel. Bruder is posted. Carter couldn't get it to him. Out front with Tassetti. See if Nokomis, they will certainly work some clock here, not necessarily hold for one shot, but they will look for a good shot. Trevor on the left wing. Top of the key with Sobel. If they don't get a good shot here, Steve Kimbrough will not be pleased. Half a minute for the first half. Stewart, ball fakes the three. Back to Tassetti. Now Nokomis will hold for the final shot. They've worked about 40 seconds off here. 20 seconds for the half. Stewart, right back to right. 15 seconds for the first half. A dominating first half for Nokomis. They lead 28-11 after jumping out to a 13-0 lead. 8 seconds, right. Dribble drive baseline, cut off. Sobel, 4-3. Got it! Carter Sobel has 14 points, and the lead is 20. What a possession to end the half for Nokomis. They work the final minute, and then Sobel buries a three out of the left corner. And at the half of this 1A sectional semifinal, it is all Skins. Nokomis 31, St. Elmo Brownstown 11. Back to Altamont High School following these messages on WSMI. Tim Mize back here at Altamont. Nokomis and St. Elmo Brownstown back on the floor, just a couple minutes away from starting the third quarter. 31-11, Nokomis with the lead. Carter Sobel, 14 points in the first half. 7 for Mason Stewart, 6 for Trevor Wright, 4 for Alex Tassetti. Nokomis was 5 of 6 from the free throw line all in the first quarter, and then Sobel hit 2 threes in the second quarter. For St. Elmo Brownstown, 8 of their 11 points belong to Nate Philpott. He hit 2 threes in the half, and Nick Rosborough hit another 3 for St. Elmo Brownstown to account for their 11 points. The Eagles have just one more point than turnovers in that first half of play, and that is not a recipe for success in any game, let alone a sectional game against a team like Nokomis. Skins in the road black uniforms tonight. They are the 2 seed in the sub-sectional, and for St. Elmo Brownstown, they are the 4 seed, but knocking off number 1 Altamont has them on top of the bracket and in the home whites here tonight. And for Nokomis, you know, they don't scare from anybody. They'll play anybody anywhere, but I'm sure it didn't hurt their feelings to see St. Elmo Brownstown knock off Altamont in that St. Elmo regional final. Here we go. Skins get the basketball to start the second half. They're now attacking the west end of the floor, right in front of our broadcast position. Man-to-man for SEB to start the half. Out front with Wright. Trevor finds Tassetti left wing. Alex, dribble drive, rises. Hard of the lane, off the heel, too strong. Rebound tapped around off of Barron's hands, picked up by Stewart. And Nokomis will reset. That sums up SEB's night right there. Had a chance to secure the rebound and tapped it right to Nokomis. Trevor Wright behind the back. Rises, foul line, tough shot, missed it. Rebound to the corner, picked up there by Goldsboro. Long pass in the front court to Philpott. SEB needs to cut this lead down quickly if they want to have a chance. Nokomis leads by 20. Goldsboro for three, yes. Andy Goldsboro knocks down the three ball. That's their fourth three. They have just 1 2-point field goal. 31-14. Nokomis leads 6:50, third quarter. High post feed with Sobel. Carter will turn and face, runs into traffic, then gets it away to Tassetti as Carter was falling down. Now Tassetti falling out of bounds, throws it away. Picked up by Pruitt. He will go off the window and good. As Stewart came in to try to block the shot, Pruitt put it high off the window. And the first 5 points of the half to St. Elmo Brownstown. Lead down to 15. Trevor Wright between the circles. Off to Tassetti. Bad pass, but Bruder, right place, right time. Sobel, and he's called for steps on the pivot. Fifth turnover on Nokomis. And if St. Elmo Brownstown scores here, Nokomis will probably be taking a timeout. Full court pressure. More of that three-quarters court look right now for Nokomis. As Philpott comes in the front court, and a hand check on Tassetti. That's his first, team's first of the half, just the third foul in the game, whistled on Nokomis. Bruder, Tassetti, and Wright, all with one personal foul. Sideline out of bounds. Pruitt gets it in to Philpott. On the right wing. Splits the double with the bounce. Tough shot, and he got it. Fancy layup, 10 for Nate Philpott. And the first 7 of the half to St. Elmo Brownstown. 5:55 for the third quarter. Tassetti across the timeline. Leaves it for Wright on the right wing. Trevor on the curl, rises and knocks it down. Trevor Wright calms the crowd for the moment. He has 8. And Sobel now in the point of the ball press. Nobody for SEB ready to take it out. Now it'll be Philpott. Runs the baseline. Baseball pass into the front court to McWhorter. He goes right into the chest of Bruder and throws it away. He was out of control right there. Bruder did a great job to just keep his arm straight up as McWhorter went right into his chest. If Bruder would have dropped his arms there, they probably would have got him for the foul, but he was straight up at 6'6". That was an example of pressure, having the team sped up. 5:20, third quarter. McWhorter is out. Nick Rosborough is in. 33-18, Nokomis leading. Pacetti, left wing. Evan Herbstreit has checked in for the Skins for the first time. Sobel, baseline, and draws the foul. Tough move for Carter Sobel. Evan Herbstreit's the first Nokomis reserve in tonight, replacing Mason Stewart. Evan, the 5'10 sophomore. The foul goes on Goldsboro. That's his first. Sobel at the free throw line. 2 for 2 tonight. Has 14 points. Bends the knees. Deep breath. Toss is good. That puppy hit a lot of the iron and eventually fell through. Hung on that front rim for a moment. Looked like it would kick out, but instead down it went. Carter started ever since he was a freshman. Toss pure. 16 for Carter Sobel. Full court pressure. Wright and Sobel come with the trap on Philpott. He reverses course. Wright lost his footing. In the front court, they come with the pass to Pruitt. Philpott back to Pruitt. He'll fire the three. Left it short. Rebound down with Tassetti. Now looks Tassetti. Will take his time crossing midcourt. Mason Stewart at the scorer's table. He'll check in. Well, not really at the table because that's elevated off the floor. He's gone to the position of the table. Down to Herbstreit off the window. It's good for Evan. What a strong move for Herbstreit. He stepped through the double and then muscled it up and in for the young sophomore. Now Pruitt throws it away. Picked off by Wright. Trevor to Tassetti. 4-3. Left it short. Rebound tapped around and they get Sobel over the back. First on Carter. Second foul of the half on Nokomis. Mason Stewart will check back in. Trevor Wright we'll get a breather. Evan Herbstreit getting some nice minutes in here in this sectional semifinal. He's on the point of the ball press right now. Just slowing SEB up the floor. Now Philpott across the timeline. Keeps the dribble alive. Spins away from trouble. Gets to the foul line. He will rise up. Blocked by Bruder. Picked up by Barron. And now he's fouled by Bruder. That's the second on Isaiah, third team foul on Nokomis. 4:06 for the third quarter, 37-18, Nokomis leading. At the free throw line, Jacob Barron, 6'5", 330. Toss is short. He's been neutralized here tonight by the Nokomis pressure. A lot of St. Elmo fans here, and they have not had much to cheer about tonight. Barron's first point. He will check out, and Rocky Himes will check in, a 6'1 senior. Baseline, out of bounds in the backcourt for Nokomis. Off the made free throw. Sobel gets it in to Tossetti. Alex facing no pressure now. Philpott comes up and meets him in midcourt in the SEB man-to-man. Bruder on the right wing finds Herbstreit right block. That is partially deflected. Rebound, Bruder. Are they going to get him over the back? They will. That's his third personal foul. Fourth team foul. And Trevor Wright's going to have to go in for Isaiah Bruder. He picked up two fouls in a hurry. 3:49, third quarter. Don't think Steve Kimbrough liked that whistle too much. 3:45 for the quarter. In the backcort, that is Rosborough having trouble with the handle. Now comes across the timeline. Kicks in the corner. Three ball. Goldsboro, he got it. Andy Goldsboro, his second three of the quarter. And the lead is down to 15, 37-22. St. Elmo Brownstown starting to hit some three balls now. That's accounted for most of their points tonight. On the left wing with Wright. Trevor, top of the key to Tassetti. Alex, going to have Sobel come set a screen. Leaves it for Herbstreit on the right wing. Evan, off to Stewart in the corner with Tassetti. Alex drives baseline. Tough shot rejected by Rosborough. Well, he swatted that thing into the second row of seats on the court. Then screamed to get it out. 2:57 for the third quarter. 37-22. Nokomis leading. They have not trailed. They jumped out to a 13-0 lead. Sabo left alone. He'll fire the three. Around and out, no good. And the rebound down to the Eagles. Outlet pass with Goldsboro. Euro step and he traveled again. He's watched too much NBA basketball. 12th turnover on St. Elmo Brownstown. That last possession for Nokomis, they just forgot about Sobel. He was clapping his hands quickly, telling Herbstreit, get the ball into me right now. And he almost buried the three. 2:40 for the third quarter. 37-22, Nokomis leading. Herbstreit handles out front for the Skins. Leaves it for Mason Stewart on the right wing. Tassetti, left side of the key, yes, for Alex Tassetti. 7 for Tassetti. Full court pressure. In it goes to Pruitt. Across the floor, Goldsboro rises. Quick three, left that short, bad shot. Rebound down to Alex. Into the front court, across the floor with Stewart. Mason, all the way to the rim. Layup is no good as it kicked out, and the rebound down to St. Elmo Brownstown. 2 minutes, third quarter. On the left wing with Philpott. Hounded out there, gets it away with the bounce pass to Pruitt. Right wing to Goldsboro. Back to Pruitt. Herbstreit comes out with the pressure on the top of that left wing in the 1-2-2. In the corner. Here's a three ball that is too strong for Tisch. And the rebound down with Tassetti for Nokomis. 95 seconds for the third quarter. 40-22, Skins leading. After all that, St. Elmo Brownstown has kicked just 2 points off the 20-point halftime lead for Nokomis. Nokomis throttled Niogo on Niogo's home floor in the regional final. They came out playing just like that in the first half here tonight. Built a 13-0 lead in the first quarter and a 20-point halftime lead. Mason Stewart leaves for Tassetti on the left wing. Alex kicks to Sabo. Carter spins at the foul line, rises up off the window straight on. It's good for Carter Sabo. 18 for Sabo. Final minute, third quarter. The lead is back to 20. On the right wing, in the corner, goes to Goldsboro now. He will kick to Philpott. Nice ball fake. Top of the key, Pruitt for three. Left it short. Rebound belongs to Wright and a foul on St. Elmo Brownstown. They're going to get Goldsboro. That'll be his second personal. Jacob Barron checks back in for SEB. And Isaiah Bruder returns for Nokomis. Evan Herbstreit will sit. Very nice minutes for Herbstreit here in the third quarter. So Bruder back in with those three personal fouls. He must be careful. Again, though, Nokomis not deep. So all these kids are used to playing with fouls. They know how to play without fouling. Half a minute, third quarter. Tassetti in the right corner with Mason Stewart. Stewart, top of the key with Bruder. On the left wing with Tassetti. 18 seconds for the quarter. Alex tripped up out front. That'll be a block on McWhorter. Third team foul the half on SEB. 17.4 seconds for the third quarter. And a chance for Nokomis to actually extend their halftime lead from 20 with a bucket here. After St. Elmo Brownstown scored the first 7 points of the half, they felt like they had a little bit of momentum. Sam Klein in for the Eagles for the first time, a 6'2 junior. In the backcourt with Tassetti. 13 seconds for the quarter. Stewart out near midcourt with seven. Leaves for Tassetti. Alex, tough shot. Fadeaway baseline, yes, for Alex Tassetti. Tough shot, he has nine. And that's the quarter. After SEB scores the first seven, Nokomis ends the quarter in a better spot than they started it. They were up 20 at the half. They are now doubling up St. Elmo Brownstown after three. It is Nokomis 44, St. Elmo Brownstown 22. Back to Altamont with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Nokomis wins the quarter 13-11. They lead the game 44-22. Out front, Philpott, dribble drive, kicks to Barron off the window. It's good for Jacob Barron. That's his first field goal, and it's a 20-point lead for Nokomis. 7:35 for the sectional semifinal. Tassetti leaves it into the hands of Trevor Wright. Wright off to Tassetti out near midcourt. Alex leaves it for Mason Stewart on the left wing. Into the hands of Tassetti. Gets a ball screen from Sobel. Alex rises up, left out a little short. Sobel with the offensive rebound. Steps through and he is fouled. Nice strong rebound in there for Carter. The foul will go on Jace McWhorter. That is his second, team's fourth. Baseline out of bounds for Nokomis. Right to trigger in. Finds Sobel on the curl off the window. It's good for Carter from the right side. 20 for Carter Sobel. Now they come with a trap on Philpott in the backcourt. Across the floor it goes to McWhorter. Middle of the floor, across the timeline with Pruitt. Philpott on the left wing. Back to Pruitt. Right wing to McWhorter. He'll rise up and knock it down from 16. Jace McWhorter has his first bucket. 46-26. Now a steal by St. Elmo Brownstown and a foul on Mason Stewart. Just the sixth turnover on Nokomis. First personal foul on Mason Stewart in the fifth of the half, whistled on Nokomis. On the baseline, Brighton Pruitt will throw in. A 20-point lead for Nokomis, 6:43 for the ball game. Into Philpott, trapped on the baseline, and a push on Nokomis. They'll get Bruder. That's his fourth. Isaiah can't believe it. Nope, they're going to get Wright. That's fortunate for Nokomis there. The second on Wright, not the fourth on Bruder. And a travel on Goldsboro. Boy, he's had a number of turnovers tonight. Shuffled his feet there. Sectional final Friday night right here at Altamont. If Nokomis holds on, we'll have it for you live right here on FM 106. The other sectional semifinal will be tomorrow night. Central A&M and Odin. Wright on the attack, missed it, gets it back, and his outlet pass is tipped and stolen. Picked up by Pruitt. Brighton Pruitt spins at the right block. Left-hand layup, no. Tough shot there, and good contest by Nokomis, and the rebound down to the Skins. Here comes Mason Stewart. Hesitation, bounce through traffic. Leads for Tassetti. Alex to Sobel. Carter puts it on the deck, now off to Stewart on the right wing. Mason Stewart in the triple threat position. Out to midcourt it goes with Tassetti. 6 minutes for the sectional semi. Tassetti dumps down to Sobel. Carter, reverse layup, left hand with touch. He got it. 22 for Sobel. What a pretty move. 48-26. Nokomis leading as they pull back their full court pressure. Philpott into the front court. Leaves for Goldsboro. He's going to dribble into a deep three, and he left it a little short. Rebound belongs to Trevor Wright. 5:30 ball game. Nokomis will give St. Elmo Brownstown that shot. A three-pointer several feet beyond the line, down 22. He's going to have that. 5:20 for the game. Tassetti out front. Leaves it for Trevor on the left wing. Finds Stewart on the baseline. Return pass to Wright. Trevor almost went too quickly. He's able to secure the basketball. Gets it off to Mason Stewart. Mason picked up the dribble, leaves for Sobel. Carter off to Tassetti. Now looks Tassetti handling on the right wing. Brings it top of the key. Stewart on the left baseline. He's cut off, guarded by Pruitt. Now Mason goes baseline. He's pushed out of bounds and then throws it off of Pruitt. It'll be Nokomis ball. Very smart play by Mason Stewart. After Pruitt used good defensive positioning there to force Stewart on the baseline going out of bounds. Bruder will check out. Drew Johnson has checked in, a 6'2 senior. Into Sobel. Carter, one bounce, rises up, left it way short, and the rebound down to Philpott. 4:40 ball game, 48-26. Game cruising along here on your 50,000-watt sports voice of Mid-Illinois, WSMI FM. Litchfield, Hillsboro, Carlinville, then Greenville, as we're not even to 8 o'clock yet. And the turnover is right. Was able to get into that passing lane. He read that play before the Eagles even made the pass. That was anticipation right there at its finest. 48-26, Nokomis. 4-10, ball game. Drew Johnson up top, leaves for Wright. Trevor thought about the three. Instead, he'll put it on the floor, rises from the foul line. Yes, for Trevor Wright. 10 for Wright, 50-26, Nokomis. Here, hammering St. Elmo Brownstown here tonight, and Greg Fiesel wants a timeout. 3:54 for the ball game. Nokomis 50, SCB 26. Back to the 1A Altamont sectional following these messages on WSMI. Following the timeout, St. Emma Brownstown throws it away again. Here comes Wright. Leaves it off for Stewart. Into the hands of Tassetti. On the baseline with Sobel. Fairfield is dismantling Pena tonight over at Vandalia. 56-18, the score right there. Fairfield, I think, ranked 8th in state. Pena, a surprise regional championship last week, and they are getting it handed to them tonight in the sectional. So is St. Elmo Brownstown. 50-26 right now. Nokomis has never trailed. Scored the first 13 of the ball game. Led by 20 at the half. Lead 50-26 right now. That's after the Eagles scored the first 7 out of the locker room. Then Nokomis still won the third quarter. High post with Drew Johnson. Off with Tassetti. Into the hands of Wright. Lost it. Kicks it off to Stewart. Mason Stewart on the baseline looking for Johnson. Almost stolen by Tisch, but Drew gets it back. Down to Sobel. Fakes left. Spins middle. Yes, for Carter Sobel. He has 24, and he might outscore St. Elmo Brownstown by himself. 52-26 Nokomis. St. Elmo Brownstown 26. Carter Sobel 24. 2:45 for the ballgame. Sobel has dominated from the opening tap here tonight. The Eagles have had no answer for the big fella. On the baseline with Rosborough. Spins away from Sobel. Lost the handle, but a hand check on Carter. That's just his second foul. Seventh team foul puts Nokomis over the limit. 2:33 for the ballgame. Bruder back in. Sobel will take his first seat of the night, and he will get a nice ovation from the Nokomis faithful. And if we get Steve Kimbrough up to congratulate Carter, he'll do the same for Trevor Wright. A very impressive performance by Nokomis here this evening. Told you it was basically a road game. St. Elmo just down the street. They have a lot of fans here. And Nokomis shut him up early. Free throw is short for Rosborough. Well, that's a good feeling, too, when you come into an environment, a quote-unquote neutral floor, and you know that you're outnumbered, and then you quiet that crowd in a hurry. No better feeling in sports than that. Entry pass to Bruder, tipped away, but Herbstreit to the floor, keeps possession. Gets it off to Johnson. 2:10 ball game. In the corner with Bruder. On the left wing, Mason Stewart. Feeds the high post to Johnson. Down to Herbstreit, off the window. It's good for Evan. Evan Herbstreit with 4 points tonight. 54-26 Nokomis. They're going to play for the sectional championship on Friday night. We'll have it live here on FM 106. For the second straight year, they're into the Sweet 16. 100 seconds for the ball game. High post feed to Rosborough. In the corner to Pruitt. He is tripped up. 18 foul, one in bonus for St. Elmo Brownstown. As Stewart comes over to the bench, he's going to check out. He will be replaced by Nick Masher. Benny Clavin going to check in, a 5'11 sophomore. And also Kendall Nodal is in, a 6-foot sophomore. A wire-to-wire victory for Nokomis here tonight. Free throw for Pruitt, good. Seconds to play, 54-27 Nokomis. A convincing victory here tonight. Free throw for Pruitt, good. A 20-win team at St. Elmo Brownstown was never in this ballgame. Caden Tisch checks in for the SEB. Will Nokomis get Central A&M or Odin? It would be an upset if it's anybody other than the Cam Raiders. That's who beat Nokomis in the sectional final last year at Central A&M. Will the Skins be able to get some revenge on Friday night? Minute 27 to play. We'll have all the scores for you tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports 7:30 here on FM 106. We'll have the Lady Hilltoppers in studio for the sports show Saturday morning. Head coach Brett Teakin and the girls will be in studio 9:03 Saturday morning here on FM 106 to talk about their run to the state tournament. Nodal on the baseline with Johnson. Back to Kendall. Top of the key to Herbstreit. Clavin rises. Baseline off the side of the backboard. No good. And the rebound down to the Eagles and Sam Klein. Here's a three ball. A high arcer brought some rain with that puppy. Did Tisch. And on the rebound, we have Herbstreit on the floor. Tied up with Klein. Jump ball. Arrow to Nokomis. Just 59 seconds to play. St. Elmo Brownstown's first sectional appearance since 2012, and they will be one and done. McWhorter back in, and Rocky Hines will check out. Baseline out of bounds for Clavin. Benny Clavin gets it away to Herbstreit. Evan in the backcourt, clock running, 53 seconds for the ball game. Evan off to Clavin. 4-3. Yes. Benny Clavin buries the three. 40 seconds for the ball game. 57-28. Out front with Tisch in the corner. Three ball. Tisch, yes. That's Jackson Tisch. Knocks down the three. His first bucket. Now a substitution as Braden Sidwell is out. And back in, Caden Tisch. Half a minute for the ball game, 57-31. Nokomis will be into the Sweet 16 for the second straight year. Very familiar territory for Nokomis. Turnover. Johnson was trying to feed the post into Masher. Now the ball's jarred loose, but picked up off the floor by the Eagles. That is a three ball good for Jackson Tisch. Back-to-back threes for him, but it is way too little, way too late. 3-2-1, Sweet 16 bound are the Nokomis Redskins. A wire-to-wire victory. They beat St. Elmo Brownstown 57-34. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up from Altamont following these messages on WSMI. Nokomis never trailed. They jumped out to a 13-0 lead tonight. St. Elmo Brownstown didn't score their first point until 2:50 to play in the first quarter, and the Skins win it 57-34, and they are back into the Sweet 16 for the second straight year. Carter Sobel scores 24 points tonight, 10 for Trevor Wright, 9 for Alex DeSetti, 7 for Mason Stewart, 4 for Evan Herbstreit, 3 for Benny Clavin, just 8 turnovers for Nokomis tonight. Quarters of 17, 14, 13, and 13 as they pick up win number 28 on the year. For St. Elmo Brownstown, they turned it over 15 times, 6 of those in the opening quarters. They were blitzed early. They scored just 3 points in the first quarter, 8 points in the second quarter, had 11 in the third, 12 in the fourth. They were led in scoring by Nate Philpott with 10 points, 6 points for Jackson Tisch, also 6 points for Andy Goldsboro, 4 points for Brighton Pruitt, 3 points for Nick Rosborough, 3 points for Jacob Barron, and 2 points for Jace McWhorter as SEB sees their season come to a close at 22-13. For Nokomis, they roll on into the Sweet 16. They will play again here at Altamont on Friday night. It's a game we'll have live on FM 106, scheduled for a 7 o'clock tip. We'll be on the air at 6:50 and, of course, streaming online as well at WSMIRadio.com. The other semifinal will be tomorrow night. Top-seeded Central A&M will face 6-seeded Odin, as we could have a rematch of last year's sectional final won by the Raiders of Central A&M. Last year, the sectional was played at Mawikawa. This year, here at Altamont, it should be a little bit of a fairer chance for Nokomis, as that was a raucous atmosphere a year ago. If I remember right, Terry Toa told me that game was sold out an hour and a half before the game, so it was an intense atmosphere. It was an intense atmosphere here tonight. It felt like a road game for Nokomis, but when you start as fast as they did, you score the first 13 points, you don't give that large opposing crowd anything to cheer about, and the SEB fans had nothing to cheer about here tonight. So Nokomis wins it. They pick up win number 28 on the year. They will play in the sectional final on Friday night. We'll have it live right here on FM 106. Thanks to our wonderful basketball sponsors. Without them, none of these broadcasts are possible. Please go out and patronize the businesses you heard on the broadcast. Without them, we don't bring you any high school sports on the Tally Broadcasting Stations. Thanks to Peggy Beaker. She's the athletic director here at Altamont. Thank them very much for their hospitality. And, of course, thanks to Tom Williams back in our WSMI studio for producing tonight's action here on WSMI FM 106. The final one more time. Nokomis beats St. Elmo Brownstown 57-34 in wire-to-wire fashion. And they are headed to the Sweet 16. I am Tim Mize, and we say good night from Altamont.